Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a rock the F out Friday. That is what it is. It's Friday all day. Oh, I'm so excited. So excited to take a nap and be fresh like a daisy. For our
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This is a personal problem for morning DJs, so there's, I don't know, a dozen of us in the whole Bay Area, but so you drink coffee. In fact, you just took a pull off it.
Sure.
And when do you stop in order to be able to take a nap? Because you're on one hand upping yourself,
down myself. Yeah. Well, right after the show, I will eat a giant bowl of cereal. And then I will clean the house and get it all ready. And then I will, about noon, probably get in bed, fall right to sleep, read my book. Yeah, fall right to sleep. I'll usually sleep, at least 2 hours.
Do you beer bong a six-pack first?
I do not. No, sir.
I do the same thing, Sarah. Once I get home, eat lunch, then just kind of lay in bed, read, and knock out.
Yeah, you just fall right to sleep.
After six-pack beer bong.
No, that's not necessary. No NyQuil either. And, a lot of times, if I sit down after the show, you get whatever you have to get done right out. You know how that is. Like, you've got all these things and they're piled up and you just do them after the show. And then I'll sit down and pick up my crocheting and I'll turn on the late night shows from the night before and watch, the monologues or whatever's interesting on there. And I will be 10 minutes into a closer look and I'll be all.
Same. Yeah.
Good for you.
And then the whole show plays
and it's over.
And then it ends and then it pops up. Then it's quiet for a long time because it's the end of the show and it's like, do you want to delete this or whatever? And then all of a sudden live TV pops on. And it's like, I'm CNN breaking news. And I'm like, but you got a solid 45 minute nap and then now your heart's going 100 miles an hour and you're up and about. You do your day.
So the CNN update should be your morning alarm clock.
It should be.
Because clearly it gets you right up and it launched you with a scream.
Yes. Well, it's just, or John will come home from whatever he's doing. The front door slams. I'm sitting right there. I'm like, I'm very startleable when I'm sleeping. Because it's light, you're sitting upright, probably snoring. There's always some drool. So oh, sorry. Did I wake you up? You're not sorry. Stop it. Anywho. Hi, you guys. It's Friday. It's going to be a rock the F out Friday. I'm so excited. Oh, God. I love the weekend. Listen, I love the show, too. I love but I don't love getting up at 4. That's the thing. Celebrity trash this time around. And this is going to be a good one. You're going to like this.
All right.
It's brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram page. You can catch all our clips of the day. In fact, I believe Dusty is starring in today's clip of the day. Is that correct, guys?
No.
We couldn't even see her.
Oh, we could see the woman with the box on her head.
Box costume,
yes.
Correct,
she's a Robox. It was great.
It's funny.
That was one of the funnest things. Like, you're under the desk fighting. That's when she puts the box on. Like, it's so great. She's
weirdly
so adorable.
As I was chasing her with the camera and she climbed under the desk, she grabbed me in the man zone and I was like, oh, that's a welcome.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Who knew that I could get that to happen just by turning a camera on
you? Chase her around with a camera. Now you know.
Now I do know.
Yeah, we learn things on this show. Anyway, that's going to be the clip of the day today. And who knows? Maybe there'll be other stuff. Other funny stuff could happen. You don't know. Catch clips of the day. Lots of other fun things. Actually, Jane posts a lot of stuff to there. V-Hale.
Yep.
It's all happening on the Alice973 Instagram page. And while you're there, click and follow. Can you please follow us, too? That'd be, you know, come on. We're fun. We're interesting people. I put up pictures of my shoes yesterday. Come on. Come on. I'm just asking. You know, it doesn't hurt to ask. Yeah. Asking, you shall receive. Isn't that the thing? This weekend, Saturday Night Live, I'm very excited about this. Dan Levy is hosting. That is David Rose from Schmidt's Creek. Mm-hmm. And he's delightful. So he's hosting Saturday Night Live. And Phoebe Bridgers is the musical guest. So we'll get to see Phoebe Bridgers. And, of course, the Super Bowl on Sunday. That's what's happening this weekend on television. Let's see here. People tweet mean things. They really, they'll get you. They're getting to be experts at this. It's like Twitter troll pros. And here are some mean tweets for Tom Brady, read by Tom Brady.
Tom Brady seems like the kind of man who doesn't know how to use a wrench. It's kind of true. Can we be real for a moment? Is there really anyone you'd rather see dropped in a vat of rendered bacon fat than Tom Brady? You ugly, you suck. You throw like a fat lady with a flabby arm and a little girl butt face. Hashtag Tom Brady, hashtag suck. I hope this loss depresses you so bad that you hardly have sex with your supermodel wife in your giant mansion.
So those are Kimmel does that fairly regularly, the mean tweets, and it's just somebody that he sent some mean tweets to that are apparently real. They collect them and then they make the people read
those
them.
Those are fun.
I really can't think of anyone I'd rather see dropped into a vat of rendered pig fat.
Oh, come on.
I think it's fantastic. Tom Brady. Yeah, what a great sense of humor that guy's got. Later he cried, so that's good news. Here's something about Patrick Mahomes, because, you know, we got to give both sides of the Super Bowl equal time.
Right, both sides are going to be shown evenly here, I'm sure. Yeah. Go on.
Rare cards, they are worth a ton of money. Whose rookie card sold for more? Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady?
Well, I don't know. Since you said this is a Patrick Mahomes story, I'm going to say it's Tom Brady.
A signed Mahomes rookie card sold for a mind-bending $861,000 in late January. It was an auction. It's a mint condition card, and it broke the record for most expensive football card ever sold. The card was one of just five black copies of the trading card that were ever issued. Let's see, they're calling it National Treasures number 161. They say it's incredibly rare, and it was auctioned off. $861,000. That is higher than only one football ever sold. A signed Brady rookie card sold on eBay January 25th. The card was made in the year 2000, and it sold for a mere $555,000. So,
you know, football cards weren't the same as baseball cards. I'm surprised that they...
Well, a big baseball card. I want to say I just recently had a story about, like, the highest selling baseball card, and it was in the millions. But the baseball cards are... Those are the ones, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I did a little bit of that for a few minutes as a very young man, but like I'm talking 7 or 8. But skateboarding took over my life, so I stopped doing stuff like that.
Yeah. Too bad they didn't have skateboarding cards, huh? Could have had a Tony Hawk's rookie card signed by Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
Is it worth more if it's signed, or is it worth more if it's never been touched?
I think so. The problem becomes, and this is why they're more rare, is that these athletes – obviously not skateboarders, but these footballers and baseballers, they know there are people who do this for a living. They open memorabilia shops, they go around and they show up, hey, can I get your signature? And then they drop 5 things and 10 things in front of the guy. Can you sign all these? Right. They know they're not for personal use and they stop doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's why you have to go pay for a signature at, you know,
Comic-Con. Right.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's the, but right. That's, they realize this is some people make a business out of it. I might as well make some money off it too. You know.
I got two more stories that I'm going to try and squeeze in here, although I may have time for more. Who knows? I've got something that just seems wrong. And, you know, you let me know if you think it seems right. And then I got something that just seems right. And I think you're I think you're going to have to agree with me on that one. So we'll start with the thing that seems wrong. Casey Anthony is working on a documentary about the death of her daughter. It has been nearly 10 years since, if you are not familiar, Casey Anthony, her daughter Kaylee mysteriously died, like was missing, and then I think the body was found, and she blamed everyone but her, and it was pretty, we were kind of following this for a while at the time. It's been about 10 years since Casey Anthony was acquitted in the death of her daughter Kaylee. And to commemorate the occasion, she's developing a documentary about her trial. She'll serve as an executive producer. It's being called Authorized. And she'll share her take on Kaylee's death in 2008. So if you felt like you needed more about this, hadn't quite gotten it out of your head yet, Casey and her co-producers say she's ready to clear her name, bring justice to her daughter, and begin the process of establishing her daughter's legacy in a different light. Wasn't the kid like two? And she wanted to go to a, and she wanted to party. Like not the 2 year old. Casey wanted to party.
If I remember correctly, and I probably don't, I seem to remember her being, Casey Anthony being painted as a party girl, as someone who was out and wanting to go have a good time. She had a baby pretty young, I guess.
Right. Yep.
So I don't know the off the top of my head, I can't quote the facts of the case.
I feel like there have
I remember
movies.
The feeling was she was guilty.
Yeah.
And she got off.
She was two. Her baby was
Kaylee was two.
Yeah. And her mom report called 911 because she didn't see the baby in 31 days.
Mm-hmm. That's right. She was missing for a really long time before anybody was called.
She told the authorities that her Casey's car smelled like a dead body. I kind of remember this. I think this happened when I was in middle school.
Right.
So.
And there was this so-called nanny that they called Zanny the Nanny. And so the rumor was that they were giving the baby some Xanax to calm the baby while she was alone, I guess, so that she wouldn't cry as much.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember
You guys remember some stuff, don't you?
I think they're researching.
Well, I just remember her parents were like super them. Like, would testify. I think her parents testified against her.
There was
their
a movie
daughter.
On this that I watched, or documentary or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I knew there was some movie. I can't remember who played her. That has to be a tough role to take. Yeah, I'll play Casey Anthony, the lady who probably murdered her kid. Anyway, she was acquitted. And it just, to me, it just seems wrong. But I guess that's because I'm sure she killed her baby. If she hadn't killed her baby, maybe it would be right.
I'd like to believe we live in a world where no parent would ever do that to their own kid.
You would
I don't
like
even
to
know how
that.
It's possible that you could be that emotionally vacant.
Or just so mentally ruined. Like there's something truly wrong with someone who can hurt their own kid in any way.
Right.
Purposefully. It's incredible.
Okay, well, I'm not going to watch that show, but
good
luck to her, this Casey Anthony.
Yeah, we could all boycott it. It just seems wrong. It'll probably be huge on Netflix. And here's something that just seems right. Now, it's going to take a second. You got to wrap your head around this. You'll have no problem, Vinny. I mean other people listening.
Okay.
Salma Hayek is producing a series for HBO Max about talking boobs.
What now?
Oh, you're not immediately like, that does seem right.
No, I like it. I'll tell you what came to mind. You said Salma Hayek, right?
Salma Hayek, yeah.
Salma Hayek has never looked better. Like
she gets better every year.
This
like,
is a
deal with the devil.
Who I think is over 50
and
is continuing to post
54
bikini photos, and she looks 20. She's curvy and
delicious.
Perfect.
She's beautiful. She's so beautiful.
Yeah, she looks incredible. So, frankly, the first thing I thought of was, so we're talking about her boobs starring in this?
Well,
she's
producing it.
Very full boobed.
She has a full rack.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at that 54-year-old honey.
Boom.
Damn. She even looks sort of like baby fattish, like she's so curvy. You know what I mean? Like she just looks so young and fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Total deal with the devil. You know there's a portrait in an attic somewhere that's getting older. Way to go, Selma. Way to figure it out. It's called A Boob's Life, and it's based on a book by the same name, which I've never heard of. Nicole, you read a lot of books. You heard of A Boob's Life?
No, but I'm interested. I love her, so whatever she's doing, I'll watch it.
It's a comedy about... Now, look, I don't know if she's starring in this.
She's producing it. I'll watch it.
Okay, she's behind it. You're like, that is a woman who knows from boobs.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. It's a comedy about, quote, a woman turning 40 and in crisis whose life gets turned up... Which she can play 40, no problem. A woman turning 40 in crisis whose life gets turned upside down when her boobs start talking to her, forcing her to look at herself in a completely different light. Selma says that... In A Boob's Life, we use breasts as a metaphor for the constant judgment women are submitted to, creating a collective sensation that no matter what we do, we're never enough. It's never enough. It's never enough. In this show, we give the breast a voice that takes us through the life of a woman from a unique perspective that often we don't dare to see. That's my Selma Hayek.
It's very good. I was really taken by that.
Thank you.
You slightly came out of it there for a second.
A little.
Really.
I did lose it in the first paragraph, Vinny. Thank you for noticing.
But
I got
strong.
It back. Yeah, thank you.
Finish. Very strong.
Yeah. The unique perspective of a boob.
You know, I do
HBO.
I think that it's interesting having... I'm surrounded by women, as you know. Of all ages, from 2
right.
to 72.
At work, at home,
right.
and Bryn.
Well, and I told you this, you know, everywhere I go, I'm with a lady. Like, if trouble comes, I always look over and go, okay, I'm on my own. Yikes. I'm not going to ask my wife to fist fight this group of roughnecks.
Listen, the way she quickly thought to put that box on her head this morning, I mean, she's a quick thinker. She has lightning fast reflexes. Maybe you should hand her the knife and let her go at it.
Her best skill in that case is her ability to run fast and far.
Oh, there you go. Get out of here.
Anyway, I'm interested in the pressure that women put on themselves. I'm surprised that it continues to be such a part of everyday life. And I don't mean just, it seems like, pretty in general, women take on too much.
Oh.
It feels so, like...
You didn't ask for it. There it is.
It feels like a lot. And then there's always that extra step where I go, we don't have time for anything, and you're going to do that? Yeah, I can get this done. Don't worry about it.
This is on me. This is my thing. Don't you worry about it. I'm going to get this done. You don't even have to think about it.
Anyway, so that could be, you know...
You know, Vinny, it was like lasagna I made the other night.
Oh,
really? I go to the store, I get the stuff, I tell John I'm going to make it. He's hovering the whole time. Well, I don't know if you want to do that. I mean, you're going to do that? Is that what you want to do? I'm like, I said I'd make dinner. You don't have to be involved in this. Do I come over and tell you how to make your beef stew? No, I do not, sir. I just enjoy the smells.
Somehow I don't think that's like it at all, but whatever. Good point.
Listen, I'm not getting up and telling him what to do. I'm just grateful he's cooking. I was like, I just looked at him at one point. I'm like, I got this. It's effing lasagna. It's not brain surgery. Even if I eff it up, it's still a pile of pasta, meat, and cheese. Like, it's going to be fine. It doesn't matter. Go have fun. I'm taking the thing off you. You know.
I feel like, do you mean he's the lady in this conversation? Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Yes. I'll go with that.
He can't even let you just do it the one night. He's got to be involved, huh?
He has to, you know. And it was all day, too, because I put it together right after the show, and he's just, you know, he's got advice for me. That's all. You know what you should do, Sarah? Please tell me. Oh,
I just don't know that.
Hear.
It'll be interesting to see if it's done in a way that women will want to watch it.
Right.
And catch the message that it's trying to put out there.
The woman who wrote the book is called... Leslie Lehr, L-E-H-R. So maybe it's worth giving that a read. Look, if they're letting Selma do it and Selma's behind it and it's talking boobs and it's on HBO Max, like HBO Max, that's a pretty legit channel. It's not like some, you know, Tubi.
I'm trying to figure out if the boobs talk in a bubble form, like in a cartoon drawing.
And do they each have a different voice?
Or do they have a mouth? Are they going to put...
Oh, a mouth! Oh!
Yeah, I'm curious... Or Do they like perk up? Like that's what I'm
like. Does one nipple get hard and she knows it has something to say, so she opens the bra up? What? You know?
Yeah, I'm very interested in this.
Yeah, me too. I mean, so many questions.
Yeah,
let's
that
get
is...
Selma on. Let's talk to her about this boob show.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Okay, I'll come on. Anyway, there you go, Selma Hayek and a boob's life. A boob's life. Why not? And I'll leave you with this because we've been waiting forever for this James Bond movie. They're saying that this movie has been delayed so long, it already needs recuts because technology companies pay so much money to get their latest and greatest into these films. And they're later and greater now. Thanks to COVID-19, the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, has been delayed almost 2 years. It is not currently scheduled to come out in October of this year. And I don't know if that's... The British tabloids are saying it's a problem because some of the technology showcased in the movie is already out of date. And it's possible they may need to reshoot to do some modernization, which seems extreme, but it could be real because there's a ton of product placement in these things. In fact, doesn't... I can't think of the name of the car, but they underwrite a huge part of how much it costs to do the money by getting money from... how much it does to do the film by getting money from car companies...
Famously, it's like the Aston Martin, but
that's it.
But they've used others, so yeah, I don't know what they used this time.
They're saying tech companies like Nokia and the watch company Omega have reportedly paid big bucks to have their latest products showcased in the movie, and those ones aren't the latest anymore, or at least won't be by October 8th. So I don't know if that's true, but it makes sense once you hear it that way. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A flying car makes the news, and more after these. Hang out.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.